Thank you so much for joining us, and happy Tuesday. It is just into the lunch hour on this Tuesday, which is September the 30th, end of the month of September, and of course, a very important day for us here in Canada, the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. We've had some great conversations today, and this next conversation is going to be equally as outstanding. In fact, I'm happy to bring this guest onto the show, someone I met just about a month back, and when we were hosting that great celebration for Saskatchewan's 120th birthday that was at Ramey Modern in Saskatoon. I was at that event, and this gentleman, Grand Chief Robin DeWetzer, who is the Grand Chief of the Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association, was there. I was honored to be able to meet him there, and I'm happy that we're able to make this connection work on the show, because First Nation veterans in Saskatchewan have a very proud history of service, sacrifice, resilience. But many still face challenges when it comes to recognition and support. For generations, Indigenous men and women have stepped forward to serve in Canada's armed forces, returning home to inequities compared to non-Indigenous veterans. And that's what the Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association is all about. And I welcome to our program their Grand Chief, Robin DeWetzer. Thank you so much, Grand Chief, for joining us today.
Thank you, Evan, for having me on the show. I'm very honored to be on your show, and thank you very much.
So, boy, I'll tell you, I was reading your CV prior to this interview. You have had quite the career. Retired sergeant, you were with the Canadian Armed Forces for well over two decades. You're a member of English River First Nation, two missions in Bosnia, two missions in Afghanistan. Can you tell us how you got your start with the Canadian Armed Forces?
My start in the Canadian Armed Forces started with the Bold Eagle program, and it all started in Saskatchewan in 94. So I did the Bold Eagle program and then joined the North Saskatchewan Regiment for till 2000. And then I was a machine gunner in the North Saskatchewan Regiment, did one tour with the 2nd Battalion while I was in the North Saskatchewan Regiment to Bosnia, and then I ended up joining the regular force with the 1 Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry. After that, I did a tour in Bosnia again in 05, and I did two tours in Afghanistan, in Kabul, in
Two in Afghanistan. So right. two in each country, Bosnia and Afghanistan.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Well, I have had a number of friends that are still members of or retired members from the Canadian Armed Forces. And when they saw my show lineup today and you were on there, my phone started blowing up with text messages. Jimmy Sinclair, who is a friend of mine, sent me a message this morning saying, this guy's the real deal. So you've got lots of credibility and respect for your career, that's for sure.
Yeah, I thank Jimmy for, I'm very thankful to serve with Jimmy and Willie McDonald, a lot of great men that I serve with. And like Willie, what a phenomenal soldier to be working under, and Jimmy, like that. These guys are like phenomenal soldiers in the Canadian Armed Forces recon and all that, and they led men with their heart, mm-hmm. and they serve Canada with their heart. Great men. Like Jimmy Sinclair does an annual get together with Willie McDonald, and it's in Regina, outside Regina, and this will be their 20th year. And it's a great program for men to come along, and we're doing fundraisers for that, too.
Oh, that's great. Well, you have stayed very, very involved. Obviously, now Grand Chief of the Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association. Can you tell me, Grand Chief, what is that association about?
So the Saskatchewan First Nations, we help out a lot of Saskatchewan First Nations in Saskatchewan, even isolated places where the Legion can't get to easily. So we attempt to extend our help towards them. And it's more a peer-to-peer work relationship and, to help Native veterans to deal with other Native veterans of what they went through. Some of them may be racist, or some of them might be suffering with PTSD, and some of them might just need help. And with stuff like that, we get them into the right guidance and the right direction where they need help. We also help with funeral processions and procedures. We honor the veteran that passes on, and we give them a send off correctly with having a rifle there and doing a gun salute and a flags there, and then we just have the last post and write procedures for our veterans to go off into with the crater.
Right. Grand Chief Robin DeWatser is my guest, Grand Chief of the Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association. So I know one of the association's goals is to close the gap in the quality of life between First Nations and non-First Nations veterans and their families. Can you speak? How large is that gap?
Well, it's easier with our Caucasian warriors to access funding and what's even like with the Family Resource Center,
right?
Stuff like that. You know, like last year we helped with families going to the exhibition and their families going out and helping with the tickets and stuff like that. So, some veterans don't serve a full career, so they end up a little bit poor, so they don't get a pension, but they're still a veteran. So in that case, we help them, and then, like I said, the funeral procedures, we help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then within our organization, we also help them with getting a suit and being part of a team again. And then there's quite a bit of a gap. The gap is just don't know how to reach out, and we close that gap.
Right. You know, when I think about the anniversary of D-Day this year, we talked about the accomplishments and the importance that First Nations men and women contributed to Canada's effort in World War II. But we also talked about the gap sometimes in simple recognition. Has your association been involved in helping find records, for example, to ensure that acknowledgement of First Nation contributions to Canada's military is recognized?
So right now we asked the Minister of Canada, the VAC, Veterans Affairs Canada, for some funding. We need assistance with some funding because a lot of things take dollars to actually work on. And we are working on this to close this recognition that our World War One, World War Two, Korea vets that need that record and recognition.
Right.
Because a lot of those vets, like back in the day, like when the World War II vets came back, there were promised land. And then with the First Nation vets, the land was not given. The treaty right was taken away, and the land was not given. It's a slow process, but it's something we're working on as well. And then I'm working with the Treaty Commissioner to do a slideshow and a presentation at our gala for this.
Okay.
So education comes first. So we have to educate the people and understand how this happened. And then from education and then knowledge, and then we go proceeding forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with the Treaty Commissioner with this, sir.
I look forward to your gala. We're going to talk about it in just a second, but I have one last question before we move to that. Grand Chief Robin DeWatser is my guest, Grand Chief of the Saskatchewan First Nation Veterans Association. So it's impressive and important to note that your association also gets very involved with youth, being a very positive role model and organization for youth. Can you talk a little bit about some of that work that you and the team do?
So So within our organization, we reach out to First Nation youth by going out on Remembrance Day to First Nation schools and educating them through our service and how we serve. Even though we don't have to go to war, we still go and serve our country because it's our country and we should stand for our country first. And we also have the youth making poppies for us in Martinville.
Okay.
The school of Martinville, they're very honored to make poppies for us for our gala. You know, they're very strong, and our secretary, Brandy Johnson, and her daughter are actually very involved with this, and they're educating in Martinville with the youth of making poppies of First Nations and the pass on First Nations, and then their story goes on that poppy, the serving the passed on the warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And that story will go on the poppy and the history of that. He served in World War II. He was a sniper. He was a machine gunner and so on.
Yeah.
Those stories will, and we'll keep those in our archives. And it's actually the student that did the work. These students are amazing. There's even a legion outside Saskatoon that does work with students, and I was got honored to speak there, and these students do the history, do the work. They're willing to learn our mm-hmm. history. They're very phenomenal and intrigued with our history. And that's why we have to approach our youth of how it is. They already know that we just got to nudge them one little bit and they're willing to work.
I love the way you put that, Grand Chief. Yeah, I love that. Well, yeah. Listen, I want to make sure that we have a little bit of time here just to talk about the gala, the 11th annual fundraising Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association gala happening at the Saskatoon Inn. That's coming up towards the end of November, but we want time to give people an opportunity to buy tickets. Why is this gala so important?
The gala is so important because we're going to have the Treaty Commissioner do a history and a slideshow. We're going to have two PPCLI drum group do the drum show, the history of two PPCLI drum group. And then we're going to have a lot of fun, and the funds go back to the veterans. At times, it's not just First Nation veterans. There's other veterans across Canada, like across Saskatchewan, Caucasian, it doesn't matter, as long as they serve. And then we help them too as necessary when they don't have help. Métis veterans as well. So we're not just, we have the title of Saskatchewan First Nation Veterans Association, but we do help a lot of veterans. And I can't release names on who we help or how we help. That's all confidential.
Of course, yeah.
It's just out of respect for that veteran, and we hold it to heart of their confidentiality, and we have to respect that.
Well, it's going to be a great night. I know tickets are still available. Is sponsorship still available as well?
Sponsorship still available. There's sponsorship one has 10,000, and put out they get a table mentioned at the event, certificate of appreciation, corporation, public address, and event kickoff, and we usually like to keep our sponsorship for a year. And then sponsorship two is $5,000, and then it's almost the same, but
yeah.
It's table at the gala, corporation logo, display gala, certificate of appreciation.
So if people are interested, they can I was just going to say, if people are interested, they could probably go through the Facebook page, right, for the Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association. It would have all the levels of sponsorship, where you can get tickets, I'm guessing, all of that information.
Yes, sir. That'll be on our Facebook page and all the levels. And Brandy Johnson is the contact person. Her number is 306-270-5444. 1-800-799.
Okay, good stuff. Well, listen, we are up against the clock, but Grand Chief, first of all, lots of respect and appreciation for your service to our country. Thank you for what you do veterans in this province, and keep up the good work. We look forward to the gala.
Thank you very much. I had a pin for you with Truth and Reconciliation pin, but I'll drop it off at your office in Saskatoon.
I was going to say, you and I will be in the same place soon, I'm sure, so we will make that. Thank you very much for that. Again, thank you for being on the program today.
Thanks a lot, sir. You have a good day.
Okay. Grand Chief Robin Duwatser, who is the Grand Chief for the Saskatchewan First Nations Veterans Association. Again, you can go to their Facebook page to find out more details of their big fundraising gala coming up at the end of November in Saskatoon at the Saskatoon Inn. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.